At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey everyone, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This is VSiN Daily Morning Bets. Here is your host, Josh Applebaum.
Hello and welcome to VSiN Daily Morning Bets, a new quick 10 to 15 minute podcast highlighting the top games and biggest line moves that bettors need to know about each day across the sports betting market. Today is Friday, September 9th, and today's action includes a pair of college football games along with 15 games across the Major League Baseball slate.
Game of the night.
For the game of the night, we're going to go to the college football Friday Night Lights and look at a matchup at 7:30 p.m. Eastern time between Louisville and Central Florida. Now, the line for this game is Central Florida laying 5.5 points at home with a total of 61.5. Both of these non-conference foes are coming off polar opposite performances in their season openers. Louisville just got crushed by Syracuse 31-7, losing outright in a game that they are actually a 5.5 point favorite in. Meanwhile, Central Florida just crushed South Carolina State 56-10, covering as a 43.5 point home favorite. What we've noticed in this game is that the line actually opened at Central Florida, listed as roughly a 6-point home favorite. The public is all over UCF, and they're looking to lay the points here with the Knights. However, despite around 79% of bets backing UCF at DraftKings, we've actually seen this line fall a little bit, from UCF laying 6 down to 5.5. This would indicate some respected money actually buying low and grabbing the points on the road with Louisville. Louisville is in an ultimate buy low, sell high spot, with a lot of recency bias in mind. If the public is all over Central Florida coming off a big win, then why hasn't Central Florida ticked up to 6.5 or 7? Instead, it's gone the other way, again, indicating some Louisville money coming in here. Now, the important thing to keep in mind is that we're hovering around a key number right now. Key numbers are so important because you always want to ask yourself, can I be on or off a key number depending on which side that I like? Right now, Central Florida is -5.5 under the key number of -6. Keep an eye out on which direction this line moves next. If these books at -5.5 Central Florida tend to get juiced up, looking like they may go up to 6, then you would probably want to wait if you like Louisville and try to grab that +6. Whereas if you like Central Florida, you may want to jump on the 5.5 before that line ticks up to 6. Also, the total really hasn't moved off of 61.5. This is notable because 66% of bets and 73% of money are sweating the over, yet the line really hasn't budged. The weather could be a small factor in this game, with forecasts within the low 80s for temperature, but also around 5 mile an hour of winds.
Best of the rest.
For the best of the rest tonight, we're going to stick in the college football landscape and look at the late game tonight between Boise State and New Mexico. Boise State is listed as a 17-point road favorite in this matchup, and the total is 44. Now, similar to the game that we discussed between Louisville and Central Florida, both of these teams, who happen to be in the same conference, the Mountain West, They're both coming off completely different performances in their season opener. Boise State fell to Oregon State, losing 34-17 and failing to cover as a 1.5-point road dog. On the flip side, New Mexico just crushed Maine 41-0, easily covering as a 6-point home favorite. Now, this game actually opened with Boise State listed as a 17-point road favorite, and the public is all over Boise State looking for a bounce-back performance with a big-name team here. However, despite 76% of bets backing Boise State and laying the points, banking on Boise State to win by 18 points or more, we've actually seen this line pretty much stay right where it's at 17. And if you look a little bit deeper at the line movement in this game, it's actually at certain points throughout the week have this line fall at some shops down to Boise State minus 16, minus 15.5 even, before we saw some buyback continue to go back on Boise State, bringing that line back up to minus 17. But reading between the lines, it does appear that there is some liability on New Mexico at home grabbing the points here. The fact that you have such heavy betting on Boise, yet that line pretty much hasn't moved off the opener of 17. Now, this is a game that also appears a lot of respected money has gotten down on a low-scoring game, banking on the under. The under is only receiving 14% of bets, but 47% of money at DraftKings, indicating a sharp bet discrepancy toward the under, which means a low amount of bets, but a high amount of money. And this would make sense based on the line movement with the total. Despite the public going over in this game, the total opened at 46.5, now it's been bet down to 44, signaling some respected money hitting that under, causing that line to fall. This is a game where weather could play a bigger role. The forecast calls for low 80s, so it'll be a warm night in New Mexico, but also 7 to 10 mile an hour winds. Anytime you're looking at totals, wind is a good thing to the under because it makes it harder for the quarterback to throw the ball, could lead to some missed kicks, and also maybe more running the ball and chewing up the clock.
Josh's Sweats.
Now for Josh's Sweats, we're going to look at a pair of Major League Baseball games tonight across the Friday night marketplace. First game tonight to look at, the Dodgers and the San Diego Padres. This line is Dodgers minus 160 with a total of 8. And I'm going to lay the Dodgers line here. I'm going to back Los Angeles and lay this minus 160. Now, one thing to keep an eye out for in this game would also be the fact that we are actually voting on some new rules in Major League Baseball today. So if you hadn't heard about this, the competition committee in Major League Baseball today is voting on outlawing the shift and adding a pitch clock to Major League Baseball, which would mean 15 seconds if the bases are empty and 20 seconds if there's a man on base. So keep an eye out for that. If those rules pass today, we could see some big changes coming to the way Major League Baseball is played with the goal of increasing action and trying to get rid of some low-scoring or boring games. But for this game here tonight with the Dodgers, I'm going to lay this minus 160. This is Dylan May on the bump, a young righty here for the Dodgers, 1-2 with a 3.94 ERA, facing Steve Clevenger, a righty here for the Padres, 5-6, 3.96 ERA. This is a 9:40 p.m. game Eastern time tonight. And you know, I have a ton of betting systems that are matching here with the Dodgers. Number one, the line movement is going toward L.A. L.A. opened around a minus 145 favorite on the road, and then now they've been bet up to around minus 155, minus 160. So we're seeing action come in on the Dodgers. In terms of the Dodgers, aside from a line move, they'd also have some correlative betting value as a favorite in a low total game, with a total of 8 in this one. And then also for betting systems, quite a few matches on the Dodgers. Favorites who made the playoffs last year and the opponent did not are 527 and 294 this year, 64%. Also, when both teams are coming off a day off, just take the favorite. Very simple system here, but that system, a favorite who's playing an opponent, both had the day off, take the favorite, 105 and 53, 66%. With around a 7% return on investment. That's been a pretty good matchup to back. The whole thought process there is when both teams have a day off, it disproportionately benefits the better team. Is able to use that time off, again, to rest their position players, extend their bullpen a little bit, and kind of get ready for the next game. Now, the Dodgers are going to lean on their bats in this one. Aside from this line move to the Dodgers, the Dodgers' bats are hitting 261 versus just 241 here for San Diego. And then also, the Dodgers have a better team ERA in terms of an advantage here on the bump. They have a team ERA of 2.88 versus 3.88 for San Diego. And these teams have played 13 games head-to-head. Obviously, they come from the NL West here, same division. But the Dodgers are 10-3 in those 13 head-to-head matchups. So the Dodgers have had the Padres' number this year. You also look at the Dodgers in terms of some situational spots. They're 93-38 as a favorite. They're 45-24 on the road, and they're 66-29 against right-handed pitchers. We've also noticed a little bit of liability to this over here. It's a low total of 8, but the 8 is actually juiced up over minus 115 or minus 120, and some books look like they may be creeping up to 8.5. So if you did like the over in this game, you probably want to grab that over 8 before it rises. And this could also be a weather-based play, as it's going to be about 80 degrees, always a nice night in San Diego, but the wind is blowing out at Petco Park at 10 miles an hour. And again, the wind blowing out benefits an over because, of course, a warning track fly ball might be pushed into a first-row home run. The Dodgers, by the way, are plus 360 to win the World Series, the favorite to win the World Series in Major League Baseball. But long story short, I'm going to go with this line move. Give me the Dodgers minus 160 tonight. For the other Josh's sweat of the night, I'm going to stick in Major League Baseball and go to the Atlanta Braves and Seattle Mariners interleague matchup tonight. It's a 9:40 p.m. Eastern Time game. And right now, the Braves are listed as a very short minus 115 road favorite with a total of 7. Now, I'm going to lay this money line price with the Atlanta Braves. It feels to me like on a really good team, this number is a little bit low. And basically, the betting market is moving toward Atlanta in this matchup. Now, this game opened at around a pick'em type price, minus 105 both sides, or Atlanta a very slight minus 110 road favorite. And we've seen the Atlanta Braves now get bet up, not a ton, but now up to minus 115, and some shops even inching up to Braves minus 120. So line movement is going toward Atlanta on this one. In terms of system matches, non-division road favorites have been great this year, 254-163, a 61% win rate. Favorites who made the playoffs playing an opponent who did not, 64% overall. Then also, the same match on the Dodgers would match here with Atlanta. Both teams had the day off the previous day, take the favorite. Those teams are 105-53, 66% this year, with a nice 7% return on investment. Now, the Atlanta Braves are red hot. They've won 7 straight. Tonight, they're going to be pitching Charlie Morton, the veteran righty here, 7-5 with a 4.01 ERA. And he'll be opposing Robbie Ray, the lefty for Seattle, 12-8 with a 3.45 ERA. But you also look at kind of interleague matchups in general. I typically like to lean on favorites and also teams that get a line move because of that lack of familiarity. You don't really play each other that often. So kind of the lack of familiarity benefits, quote unquote, the better team. And interleague play, whichever team the team is getting line movement, tells you that based on the style of play, they're leaning in that team's favor. So that would match with Atlanta here. The bats of Atlanta, they're hitting 254 versus just 230 for Seattle. So another advantage here at the plate. Then also motivation. The Atlanta Braves have a reason to continue to try to play well and continue to win games because right now they're only a half game back of the New York Mets in the NL East. And right now, if you think the Atlanta Braves can catch the Mets right now, again, only a half game back, they're plus 185 to win the NL East at DraftKings. The Mets right now are minus 225. I could also look toward Atlanta at that plus 185 price to catch the Mets. But for tonight, give me the Atlanta Braves. A line move in their favor. We've also seen for this total, a little bit of liability over. Open at 7, juiced up over minus 120. It looks like it could be getting up to 7.5. So again, if you like that over, you probably want to get that 7 before it rises. But I'll take the Braves in this one. Interleague favorite, interleague line move, a bunch of system matches. I'm sweating the Braves here at around minus 115. That about does it for Friday, September 9th in terms of the VSiN Daily Morning Bets podcast. But reminder, it's football season right now, and it's the best time to become a VSiN Pro subscriber. Get access to our hourly pro tips, best bets from VSiN experts, daily articles, power rankings, and expanded digital content and tools to help you become a better. Just go to VSiN.com/subscribe for more details. Best of luck, and hopefully we can cash some tickets today. And as always, do not forget to tip your ticket writer. Good luck, everyone.